You know how to give good gifts to your children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the final day of our penitential litanies and also the Vigil of Ascension. And on this day, we ask good gifts from our Heavenly Father. But today is also the feast day of one of the great mothers in history, Saint Monica. This is the mother of the great doctor of the Church, Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine wasn't always a good and moral man. In his youth, he lived quite a bad life. But Saint Monica never ceased to pray for him, and he was eventually converted. Saint Monica also had a conversion story in her life. Sometimes, when she was a child, she was sent by her mom and dad to the cellar of the family house to draw wine for the meals. And little Monica fell into very bad habit of taking little sips of wine herself. And finally, she became quite addicted to this bad habit, and she started to go to the cellar by herself, taking big draughts of wine. But one day she was caught of doing this, and was angrily told that she would grow up being a drunkard if she continued like this. Monica was so ashamed of herself that she immediately gave up her evil habit, and soon afterward she was baptized, and from that moment on she always lived God-fearing life. And Saint Monica grew up to be a good mother, and her son Saint Augustine was eventually made a bishop. Once in religion class, children, I told you that according to one teaching of the Church, bishops always have two guardian angels. But children, in a kind of way, you also have two guardian angels, because moms are truly angels on earth, commissioned by God Himself. This Sunday is Mother's Day, and since I won't preach to you on Sunday, I wanted to tell you today that do not be shy to thank your mothers, your grandmothers, your aunts, your sisters, or anyone who takes good care of you. These women are truly angels sent from heaven to do a very special kind of work. It is said that a baby once asked God, the Heavenly Father, "They tell me you are having me to be born to earth tomorrow, but how am I going to live there, being so small and helpless?" And God said, "Your angel will be waiting for you and will take care of you." The child further asked, "But tell me, here in heaven, I don't have to do anything but sing and smile to be happy." God said, "Your angel will sing for you and will also smile for you. In addition, you will feel your angel's genuine love and warmth, and you will be very happy." Again the child asked, "And how am I going to be able to understand when people talk to me if I don't know the language?" God said, "Your angel will tell you the most beautiful and sweet words you will ever hear, and with much patience and care. Your angel will lovingly teach you how to speak. And what am I going to do when I wish to talk to you, O God?" And God said, "Your guardian angel will place your hands together and will teach you how to pray." "Who will protect me?" God answered, "Your angel will defend you at all cost, even if it means risking her own life." "But I will always be sad, because I will not see you anymore, O God." "Your angel will always talk to you about me, and your angel will teach you the way to come back to me, even though I will always be next to you." At that moment there was much peace in heaven, but voices from earth could be heard, and the child hurriedly asked, God, if I am to leave now, please tell my angel's name. Child, you can simply call her mother. Dear children, your mother, father, or any adult who takes care of you is called a guardian, and your mother truly is your secondary angel guardian. I also read an essay recently written by a mother which shows how the mother truly guards and worries over her children, but how she also loves you throughout your whole life. And it was entitled Somebody Said, and some of its paragraphs will go like this. Somebody said it takes about 6 weeks to get back to normal after you've had a baby. That somebody doesn't know that once you're a mother, normal is history. Somebody said you learn how to be a mother by instinct. That somebody never took a 3-year-old shopping. Somebody said if you're a good mother, your child will turn out good. That somebody thinks a child comes with directions and a guarantee. Somebody said being a mother is boring. That somebody never rode in a car driven by a teenager with a driver's permit. Somebody said the hardest part of being a mother is labor and delivery. That somebody never watched her baby get on the bus for the first day of kindergarten or on a plane headed for military boot camp. Somebody said a mother can stop worrying after her child gets married. That somebody doesn't know that marriage adds a new son or daughter-in-law to a mother's heartstrings. And somebody said, your mother knows you love her, so you don't need to tell her. That somebody is not a mother. Have a happy Mother's Day to all children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.